Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of September 2019. CBI court has rejected former Union Minister P. Chidambaram's request to surrender to the Enforcement Directorate in a money laundering case. The decision means Mr. Chidambaram will remain in Delhi's Tihar jail, where he is under judicial custody following his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in a corruption case. Supreme Court has stayed contempt proceedings initiated by the Telangana High Court against the designated authority in the Directorate General of Anti-Dumping and Allied Duties, thereby questioning the manner in which notices were drawn out. SUO Muthu. The court stayed all orders of the High Court relating to anti-dumping investigation issued on petitions moved by Andhra Petrochemicals. Supreme Court has sought the centre's response in the matter regarding the linking of social media accounts with Aadhaar card and said that the issue needs to be decided at the earliest. The court asked centre-appointed Solicitor General Tushar Mehta that if the government is framing any law or regulations with respect to social media. Calcutta High Court has vacated its order granting protection from arrest to former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in connection with the Sarada Chit Fund scam. The court also dismissed Kumar's prayer for quashing of a CBI notice that sought his appearance for questioning in the case. Supreme Court has issued notice to the central government seeking its reply on public interest litigation, PIL, challenging the validity of Muslim Women Protection of Rights on Marriage Act 2019, which criminalizes triple talaq. The court sought the centre's response on PIL moved by advocate Kamlesh Kumar Mitter on behalf of Muslim Advocate Association of Andhra Pradesh that claimed the act violates the several provisions of the constitution. Supreme Court has ruled that if parents transfer property to an offspring who takes care of them in old age, it cannot be assumed that the individual exerted undue influence on them to corner a bigger share of property and dispossessed his or her siblings. Supreme Court has observed while enhancing the compensation awarded to the family of a carpenter who died in an accident that what proof they can lead except to lead oral evidence. Supreme Court has explained the interplay between laws of tenancy and debt recovery and has ruled that protection from recovery proceedings under the SARFAESI Act is not available to a tenant in sufferance, that is a tenant who continues to be in possession even after the expiry of the lease period. Apex Court has issued notice on a special leave petition seeking reckoning of seniority of ad hoc judges in Gujarat from the initial date of appointment. The petitioners had sought a direction to consider their case for promotion subject to final outcome of the main petition. Supreme Court has clarified that a party to an agreement cannot be an arbiter in his own cause. The court observed that as long as the dispute remained pending adjudication, it was not fair on the part of the authorities to start recovery proceedings invoking the procedure under the Land Revenue Act without awaiting the outcome of the arbitral proceedings. Supreme Court has set aside the bail granted to Bhushan Steel's former Chief Financial Officer, CFO, and Director, Nitin Johari, by the Delhi High Court. Johari was arrested by the Serious Fraud Investigation Office for alleged fraudulent activities. Top Court has ruled that non-payment of debt after the issuance of recovery certificate cannot be regarded as a continuing wrong so as to give rise to a continuing cause of action under the Limitation Act, 1963. Delhi High Court has sought the CBI's reply on a plea of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram, lodged in Tihar Jail in the INX Media Corruption case, seeking bail in the matter. The court issued notice to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, on Chidambaram's bail plea in which he has claimed that it was a case of political vendetta. Delhi High Court has permitted the bureaucrat-turned-politician Shafizal to withdraw his plea challenging his detention from IGI Airport following abrogation of Article 370 of Constitution of India in Jammu and Kashmir. The court granted Faisal permission to withdraw his plea after his wife filed an affidavit in this regard. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has permitted two National Conference MPs to meet party leaders Farooq Abdullah and Omar Abdullah, but barred them from speaking to the press about their meeting or their deliberations with them. Madras High Court has declined to extend ordinary relief granted to S. Nalini Sriharan, who is a convict in the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi's assassination. S. Nalini Sriharan was out on parole for making arrangements for her daughter's wedding. The court has observed that it has already extended the parole by 3 weeks. Delhi High Court has ruled that Diocese of Delhi is not an industry under the Industrial Disputes Act, 1947, as a result of which the employees therein are not workmen. Special judge has convicted two persons for committing an offence under Sections 3 and 4 of Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002. The court also opined that physical production of the wildlife contraband during trial is not essential to prove the recovery. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Delhi Jal Board, DJB, to take effective steps to prevent wastage of water while observing that the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, government's policy of providing free water to housing societies can also lead to a colossal waste of public exchequer. SEBI has levied a total fine of 12 lakh rupees on ICICI Bank Limited and its compliance officer for disclosure lapses, including delayed disclosure of binding agreement signed with Bank of Rajasthan. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has observed that it has decided that a bank's exposure to a single NBFC, excluding gold loan companies, will be restricted to 20% of that bank's eligible capital base. It further clarified that bank finance to NBFCs predominantly engaged in lending against gold will continue to be governed by limits prescribed. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, has ruled that purchasers cannot be made to wait indefinitely for possession of building unit and has directed real estate developer Golden Peacock Residency Private Limited to return 4.12 crore rupees with interest to the home buyer. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has reiterated that an application under Section 7 and 9 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016 for the initiation of corporate insolvency resolution process is valid even if the name of the company has been struck off by the Registrar of Companies.